This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the special campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved sustainable outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar highlighted India's growing influence on the global stage. He said that the entire world is appreciating India's story. Speaking at a private event in Mumbai, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized that while the progress may seem ordinary to those in India, the world has increasingly taken notice of the country's transformation. He spoke at length about various aspects of India's infrastructure development, including the creation of 75 new airports, 16 new metro systems, broader national highways, and better quality railway services. He also noted the rise of India's youth, many of whom are now recognized for their potential inside the country and abroad. Speaking about the paradigm shift in the post-COVID-19 era, Dr. Jayashankar pointed out that there is now a greater global focus on building more reliable, resilient and diversified supply chains. The first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Monturov, reached Mumbai yesterday on a visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said in a social media post that he is looking forward to their engagement at the India-Russia Business Forum today. India-Russia Business Forum is focused on boosting economic ties between the two nations. In West Bengal, by-elections will be held on Wednesday for six assembly constituencies, Sitai, Madarihat, Naihat, Haroa, Medinipur and Taldangra. The Election Commission is taking comprehensive measures to ensure a free and fair election across these constituencies. A total of 108 companies of central forces will be deployed along with adequate number of state police and quick response teams to maintain law and order. In Jammu and Kashmir, a junior commissioned officer of the Army's Special Forces laid down his life while three soldiers were critically injured in a gunfight with terrorists in a remote forest area of Kishtwar district yesterday. Based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by security forces in general area of Bharat Ridge in Kishtwar following recent killings of two village defense guards. Three to four terrorists are believed to be trapped in the area and a massive search operation is underway. More details are awaited. The air quality of Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index AQI of 336 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. The Met Department has forecast that Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. An air quality index between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 and 200 moderate. The stage is set for the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024, which will kick off today at the renowned international tourist destination of Rajgir in Nalanda in Bihar. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day sporting event today evening. And that's the end of this news bulletin.